This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The head of China's Public Security Bureau has been dispatched to Tianjin to lead the team coordinating the search and emergency response efforts underway following a pair of massive overnight explosions in the city, which have left at least 17 dead. 9 firefighters are confirmed dead and 36 are, quote, out of contact. In dispatching Guo Shangkun, the state council led by Premier Li Keqiang, vowing a thorough and transparent investigation into the cause of the massive blasts. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who is also monitoring the situation, says he wants to see everything done to get the fires at the port of Tianjin under control. Hospitals across the city are in emergency mode with over 400 people injured after those explosions ripped through the port around midnight. The second of the two explosions, said to have been set off by combustible materials being stored at the port, being measured as the equivalent of 20 tons of TNT going off all at once. Video of the explosion showing a massive fireball reaching hundreds of feet into the air. Damage at the site and an area within a few kilometers within the radius of the blast zone said to be significant. Of the over 400 injured, at least 30 are said to be in critical condition, suggesting the death toll will continue to rise. The death toll from an explosion at a coal mine in the province of Guizhou has now risen to 12, with the recovery of 2 more bodies. A third person is still listed as missing. An explosion hit a coal mine in Pu'an County in the southwestern part of Guizhou along its border with Yunnan. 56 others in the mine at the time managed to make it out safely. Rescue work still underway to try to find more survivors from a massive landslide which has buried a mining operation in a rural part of Shanxi in northwestern China. Local authorities say they believe at least 60 people are still missing. Rescuers have managed to dig 4 survivors out of the rubble. The landslide hit shortly after midnight on Wednesday at a mining site in Shanyang County in Shanxi, which is in the heart of the Qing Mountains near the border with Henan and Hebei. China's top leadership, including President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang, are said to be monitoring the situation. At this point, it has not been made clear what may have caused the massive landslide. Shanxi has been hit by massive rains in recent weeks. Leading Chinese and British officials are holding a strategic dialogue in Beijing this Thursday. Chinese State Councillor Yang Jiechi and British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond are co-chairing the event. Dialogue focusing on diplomatic relations and significant regional and global issues, topics on the table this year, also said to be including preparations for President Xi Jinping's forthcoming visit to the UK. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has issued a new call for Japan to reflect on its war history in order to move forward. Ban Ki-moon says while the 70th anniversary of the war's end will serve as a somber occasion, it can also be used to encourage all countries in the region to move forward together. His comments come ahead of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's commemoration speech marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Abe has suggested his upcoming statement will be future-oriented, suggesting it will show Japan has become a country completely different from what it was in the first half of the 20th century. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has announced he has cancer. The 90-year-old has issued a statement saying he was diagnosed with cancer after a recent operation involving his liver. Carter says he plans to release further details once more is known while he undergoes treatment in a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. Carter was the nation's 39th president, serving one term as a Democratic president before losing to conservative Ronald Reagan back in 1980. Jimmy Carter is credited with helping reopen lines of communication between the U.S. and North Korea after current President Barack Obama took office. On January 29, 1979, Jimmy Carter and then-Deputy Premier of China Deng Xiaoping together signing historic accords that reversed decades of U.S. opposition towards China. It's been announced South Korean President Park Geun-hye is going to travel to Washington in a couple of months to hold a planned summit with U.S. President Barack Obama. Issues to be discussed are said to include the current alliance between the two sides, as well as cooperation connected to North Korea and Northeast Asia. It's another down start for the renminbi this Thursday, the Chinese currency opening down over 700 basis points against the U.S. dollar. It's now trading at just over 6.4 to the U.S. dollar. Thursday marking the third day in a row the Chinese currency has declined after the People's Bank of China brought in changes to the way the currency's value is calculated to open a daily trading session. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.